If you wish to be a Stoic, stop replaying the past in your mind and cease being anxious about the future. To be enslaved by the illusions of what was or what might be is to forfeit your power in the present. As a Stoic, you must understand that the mind is a powerful tool capable of creating realities out of thoughts, shaping perceptions, and steering emotions. That's why you cannot afford to let it run wild. Instead, you must harness it to your advantage, letting it be your ally in the pursuit of virtue and your compass in navigating the present. Limit yourself to the present and start living immediately. In the wise words of Epictetus, if someone tried to take control of your body and make you a slave, you would fight for freedom. Yet, how easily you hand over your mind to anyone who insults you. When you dwell on their words and let them dominate your thoughts, you make them your master. Unfortunately, instead of dismissing insults, we often let these negative comments rent space in our minds. According to the Stoics, the mind was a fortress not to be easily infiltrated by the words of outsiders. They championed mental fortitude, understanding that the true battle was against their own reactions to these insults. Imagine navigating the stormy seas of life with the steadiness of a seasoned captain. Picture yourself facing life's whirlwinds with calmness and clarity, unshaken and poised. This isn't just a privilege of the lucky few. It's a skill you can master. Welcome to the transformative world of Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that empowers you to take control of your mind and consequently your life. Stoicism isn't just about enduring hardships. It's about thriving amidst them, turning every challenge into a stepping stone toward personal growth and inner peace. We will embark on a journey to discover the timeless wisdom of Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and learn how to harness the power of your mind to create a life of tranquility, resilience, and fulfillment. Embrace the Stoic path and unlock the doors to a more controlled, composed, and contented you. Your journey toward mastering your mind through the art of Stoicism begins now. In the bustling rhythm of modern life, where each day presents a fresh set of challenges and opportunities, the wisdom of Stoicism offers timeless guidance. Marcus Aurelius, a philosopher emperor, taught a profound lesson that resonates through the ages. Our perception of the world shapes our experience of it. This lesson is not just a philosophical musing but a practical tool for navigating life's complexities. It underpins the Stoic belief in the power of the mind and the potential for inner peace regardless of external circumstances. Lesson 1: Perceiving the World. Perception is a core concept in Stoicism. Aurelius famously stated, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This powerful sentiment forms the bedrock of our exploration. It suggests that the key to enduring happiness and strength lies not in altering our external world but in transforming our internal one, our perceptions. The lens through which we view our surroundings shapes our reality. By consciously choosing our perceptions, we can navigate life's vicissitudes with equanimity and grace. Each morning, write down your immediate thoughts and feelings. Throughout the day, note any negative perceptions and actively reframe them into positive or neutral perspectives. Reflect on how this changes your emotional response to events. Challenge a negative belief about a recurring situation by identifying evidence that contradicts it. For instance, if you believe you always perform poorly in meetings, recall a time you contributed effectively. Rationality is a guiding principle central to Aurelius's teachings. He saw reason as the guiding force enabling us to discern between what is within our power and what lies beyond it. This discernment is crucial in focusing our energies productively. By understanding and accepting the limits of our control, we can invest our efforts in areas where we can truly make a difference. This philosophy teaches us to embrace rationality not just as a way of thinking but as a way of living. Embracing challenges as opportunities, Marcus Aurelius proposed a radical reframe of obstacles. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. This Stoic perspective sees challenges not as barriers but as pathways to growth and development. When faced with adversity, instead of succumbing to despair, we are encouraged to find strength and resilience. This lesson is about transforming trials into triumphs, seeing every difficulty as a chance to practice virtues like patience, discipline, and resilience. The present moment and mortality are pivotal aspects of Aurelius's philosophy. Far from being a morbid preoccupation, reflection on mortality serves as a powerful tool to cherish the present moment. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. This awareness of life's transience urges us to live fully in the now, to appreciate each moment, and to infuse our actions with meaning and purpose. It's a call to live not just existentially but substantially, making the most of the time we have. Cultivating self-reflection and inner strength, Aurelius championed the practice of daily self-reflection. This practice is about understanding our motivations, actions, and place in the universe. It's a journey inward, seeking self-improvement and wisdom. Through self-reflection, we build our inner citadel, a fortress of the mind where we can find refuge and strength no matter the external chaos. This inner strength is vital in our pursuit of a virtuous life, where wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance become our guiding principles. The lesson from Marcus Aurelius on perception offers more than historical wisdom. It provides a practical framework for personal development and inner peace. It's a testament to the enduring power of Stoic philosophy and its relevance in our contemporary world. By mastering our perceptions, embracing rationality, confronting challenges, valuing the present, and cultivating inner strength, we can navigate life's uncertainties with a sense of purpose and poise. As we integrate these teachings into our lives, we honor the legacy of Aurelius and the profound insights of Stoicism, finding strength and tranquility in the fortress of our minds. Lesson 2: Rationality and Control. Building upon the foundation of Stoicism as taught by Marcus Aurelius, we delve into the second profound lesson, the practice of rationality and the understanding of control. This lesson, pivotal to Stoic philosophy, guides us in discerning the aspects of life within our control and those beyond it. It encourages us to invest our energies wisely, focusing on our internal fortitude rather than external circumstances, a theme Aurelius passionately advocated for. When faced with a decision, list the pros and cons. Ask yourself which choice aligns best with rational thought rather than emotional impulse. Practice this for small daily decisions to build the habit. When feeling overwhelmed, list out the aspects of the situation you can control versus those you cannot. Focus your energy on actionable items, letting go of concerns outside your control. At the heart of this lesson is the Stoic emphasis on rationality. Stoicism teaches us to use reason as our compass, helping us navigate the often turbulent waters of life. Rationality allows us to distinguish between the good, the evil, and the indifferent, urging us to concentrate on what truly matters. This practice is not about suppressing emotions but about understanding and managing them through the lens of reason. It's a call to a life where decisions, actions, and beliefs are grounded in thoughtful consideration rather than impulsive reactions. Control and acceptance are core tenets of Stoicism. Understanding the difference between what we can control and what we cannot is vital in how we approach life's challenges. Aurelius prompts us to focus our efforts on our thoughts, actions, and attitudes, the realms where we have genuine control. Conversely, we are encouraged to develop acceptance for the things outside our influence, the unpredictable elements of life like the actions of others, the past, and certain aspects of our future. Rational response to challenges is another key teaching of Marcus Aurelius. He taught that facing challenges with rationality transforms our experiences. When confronted with obstacles, instead of reacting with frustration or despair, we are encouraged to respond with a reasoned and measured approach. This perspective not only conserves our mental energy, but also opens up avenues for creative solutions and learning. Each challenge becomes a question to be answered logically and a problem to be solved wisely rather than an insurmountable barrier. The power of perception revisited. Tying back to the first lesson, the power of perception plays a significant role in this practice of rationality and control. Our perceptions, filtered through the sieve of rationality, determine our reactions to events around us. By choosing to perceive challenges as opportunities for growth, we align ourselves with Stoic philosophy. This conscious choice of perception under the guidance of reason is what empowers us to maintain tranquility amid chaos. Incorporating this lesson into our daily lives involves a consistent practice of rational thinking. This means regularly examining our thoughts, questioning our automatic reactions, and aligning our actions with our core values. It involves a daily commitment to self-reflection, ensuring that our decisions are made not in haste or emotion but through careful rational deliberation. This practice nurtures an inner resilience, enabling us to face life's uncertainties with confidence and calm. The Stoic practice of rationality and understanding of control is a powerful lesson in personal mastery. It teaches us to harness the power of our minds, to distinguish between the controllable and the uncontrollable, and to approach life with a balanced and reasoned perspective. As we integrate this wisdom into our lives, we find ourselves better equipped to handle whatever comes our way, embodying the strength and serenity at the core of Stoic philosophy. This lesson is not just about enduring life's storms, but about navigating them with a steady hand and a clear mind, an enduring testament to the Lesson 3, Mastering Responses to External Events. In the journey of Stoic philosophy, mastering our responses to external events is a profound guide to living a balanced and fulfilling life. It teaches us that while we may not have control over every circumstance we encounter, we have complete control over how we respond to them. By understanding the dichotomy of control, reframing our perception of challenges, developing emotional intelligence, practicing mindful responses, and learning from adversity, we can navigate life's uncertainties with poise and resilience. This lesson empowers us to live in harmony with the world around us, responding to life's ebbs and flows with a steady and serene mind. Understanding the dichotomy of control. The dichotomy of control is a fundamental principle in Stoicism. It divides all aspects of life into two categories: things we can control and things we cannot control. The Stoic approach encourages us to focus our energy on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and attitudes, while accepting and letting go of what we cannot control, such as external events and other people's actions. Make a list of current challenges or worries. Categorize each item into what you can control and what you cannot control. Develop a plan to address the items within your control and practice acceptance for those outside your control. Reframing perception of challenges. Stoicism teaches us to reframe our perception of challenges by viewing them as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles. By changing our perspective, we can transform adversity into a source of strength and resilience. When faced with a difficult situation, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can this make me stronger?" Write down at least one positive aspect or lesson from each challenging experience. Developing emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence involves understanding and managing our emotions effectively. Stoics believe in acknowledging our emotions without letting them control us. By developing emotional intelligence, we can respond to external events with rationality and calmness. Each day, reflect on a moment when you experienced a strong emotion. Write about the emotion, its trigger, and how you responded. Consider how you could respond more mindfully in the future. Practicing mindful responses. Mindfulness is the practice of being fully present in the moment. By incorporating mindfulness into our daily routine, we can observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment and choose our responses deliberately. Set aside a few minutes each day for mindful breathing. Focus on your breath, noticing each inhale and exhale. When thoughts or emotions arise, acknowledge them without judgment and gently bring your focus back to your breath. Learning from adversity. Stoicism teaches us to see adversity as a valuable teacher. By reflecting on our experiences and understanding the lessons they offer, we can build resilience and adaptability. Think of a recent setback or challenge. Reflect on what it taught you about yourself, your strengths, and areas for improvement. Write down how you can apply these lessons in future situations. Lesson 3 of Stoic Philosophy on Mastering Responses to External Events is a powerful guide to mental and emotional fortitude. By understanding and embracing the Stoic practice of controlling our responses, we learn to face life's uncertainties not with fear and resistance, but with strength and flexibility. This approach allows us to build resilience, adapt to change, and emerge from challenges with a deeper understanding and appreciation of life. Through mindful practice and reflection, we cultivate a mindset that is not easily shaken by the vicissitudes of life, embodying the true essence of Stoic resilience. Lesson 4: Mastering Responses to External Events. Thoughtfully focusing on learning rather than reacting is a profound guide to living a balanced and fulfilling life. This lesson teaches us that while we may not have control over every circumstance we encounter, we have complete control over how we respond to them. By understanding the dichotomy of control, reframing our perception of challenges, developing emotional intelligence, practicing mindful responses, and learning from adversity, we can navigate life's uncertainties with poise and resilience. This lesson empowers us to live in harmony with the world around us, responding to life's ebbs and flows with a steady and serene mind. Lesson 5: Resilience through Acceptance. Stoicism teaches that much of our distress comes not from external events themselves, but from our resistance to them. The Stoics, including Marcus Aurelius, advocated for a radical acceptance of whatever life presents us. This doesn't mean passive resignation, but rather an active acceptance that acknowledges the reality of the situation and then works within those parameters. This lesson builds upon the earlier concept of the dichotomy of control by emphasizing that our power lies in our reactions, not in the events themselves. While we cannot control all external happenings, we can control our attitude towards them. Accepting this fact is liberating and forms the basis of Stoic resilience. The core of Stoic resilience lies in facing adversity with a calm and composed mind. Stoicism doesn't advocate for avoiding or denying difficulties, but rather for confronting them with a clear and rational mind. By doing so, we become more adaptable and robust, capable of withstanding life's inevitable challenges. Incorporating mindfulness into our daily routine aids in practicing acceptance. Mindfulness encourages us to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment and to accept them as they are. This acceptance is not about giving up or being defeated. It's about recognizing our current reality and working from there. Stoicism also teaches us to look to nature and the universe as models of acceptance. The natural world does not resist the seasons or the weather. It adapts and endures. Similarly, we are encouraged to embrace the natural flow of life, understanding that change and impermanence are inherent aspects of existence. Each morning, identify one thing outside your control and verbally accept it. It could be as simple as acknowledging the weather. This practice builds acceptance of larger, uncontrollable life events. When experiencing a setback, instead of dwelling on frustration, acknowledge it as part of your journey and reflect on what it teaches you about persistence or adaptability. Lesson 6: Emotional Agility. Emotional agility in Stoicism is the ability to experience our emotions fully while maintaining the capacity to think and act rationally. It involves recognizing and accepting our emotions without being overwhelmed or controlled by them. This skill is crucial in enabling us to face life's challenges with clarity and balance. In Stoic thought, rationality plays a key role in managing emotions. Marcus Aurelius and his Stoic contemporaries taught that while emotions are a natural part of our human experience, it is our rational mind that should guide our responses to these emotions. This doesn't imply suppressing or ignoring emotions, but understanding them through a lens of reason and wisdom. To develop emotional agility, Stoicism advocates for regular practice of mindfulness and self-awareness. This involves observing our emotions as they arise, understanding their triggers, and acknowledging their transient nature. By becoming more aware of our emotional patterns, we can respond to them in ways that align with our values and objectives. The essence of emotional agility lies in finding a balance between emotional and rational responses. It's about allowing ourselves to feel our emotions fully while simultaneously engaging our rational mind to decide the best course of action. This balance is what allows us to navigate complex situations with both empathy and logic. Stoicism encourages us to view every emotional experience as an opportunity for learning and growth. By reflecting on our emotional responses and understanding their roots, we can gain insights into our deeper values and beliefs. This process of reflection and learning helps us to develop greater emotional intelligence over time. Whenever you feel a strong emotion, label it. I am feeling anxious. Then rationalize why you feel this way and how you can address it logically. In moments of joy, take time to fully experience and savor the emotion. Reflect on what this positive emotion teaches you about your values and priorities. Lesson 7, Stoic Detachment. Stoic detachment is not about indifference or a lack of empathy, but rather about maintaining an objective distance from things we cannot control. It involves recognizing that our happiness and peace of mind should not be dependent on external factors or the flux of our emotions. This detachment allows us to respond to life's events with clarity and composure. A key aspect of Stoic detachment is learning to separate our core self from the events that occur around us. This separation helps us understand that while we may be affected by external events, they do not define us or our capacity for happiness. By internalizing this, we gain a greater sense of control over our reactions and mental state. Practicing mindfulness plays a crucial role in cultivating Stoic detachment. Mindfulness teaches us to observe our thoughts and feelings as they are without getting entangled in them. This observational stance is a form of detachment that allows us to experience emotions without being overwhelmed by them, thus maintaining our mental equilibrium. Stoic philosophy teaches the importance of embracing the impermanence of life and all its experiences. By acknowledging that change is the only constant, we learn to detach ourselves from a desire for permanence in external conditions. This understanding helps us to accept life's transitory nature and find peace in the present moment. Developing a sense of detachment aids in making more rational and well-thought-out decisions. When we are not overly attached to outcomes or swayed by strong emotions, we can assess situations more objectively and make choices that are aligned with our core principles and long-term goals. Identify a situation that typically upsets you. Reflect on why it affects you and practice viewing it objectively without emotional attachment. When watching the news and feeling overwhelmed by global events, remind yourself of your circle of influence and focus your energy there, practicing detachment from global worries. Lesson 8, Reflective Meditation. Reflective meditation in Stoicism involves a deep and thoughtful examination of one's thoughts, actions, and experiences. Unlike other forms of meditation that emphasize clearing the mind, Stoic reflective meditation encourages active engagement with one's inner thoughts and feelings, analyzing them through the lens of Stoic principles. Central to this practice is the concept of self-examination. It involves regularly assessing our behaviors and attitudes, asking ourselves whether they align with Stoic virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. This introspective process helps us identify areas for personal growth and cultivate a more disciplined and virtuous life. Reflective meditation also entails cultivating a heightened sense of awareness about our present moment experiences. By being fully present and mindful, we can observe our thoughts and emotions without getting swept away by them. This practice enables us to maintain a calm and balanced state of mind even in challenging situations. A significant aspect of reflective meditation is learning from our daily experiences. By reflecting on our interactions, challenges, and even mundane activities, we can gain valuable insights into our character and how we respond to the world around us. This ongoing learning process is essential for personal development and emotional maturity. Incorporating Stoic wisdom into reflective meditation enriches the practice. Contemplating the teachings of Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius provides a framework for our reflections. It guides us in evaluating our actions and thoughts against Stoic ideals and in finding practical applications of these philosophies in our daily lives. Spend 10 minutes each evening reflecting on your day. Consider how Stoic principles were or were not applied in your actions and thoughts, and plan for improvements the next day. Visualize a challenging scenario and mentally rehearse how you might apply Stoic principles in that situation, focusing on maintaining inner peace and rational thinking. Lesson 9. Embracing a more fatty. A more fatty is about more than just accepting one's fate. It's about actively loving and embracing everything that life throws our way. It's the understanding that everything that occurs, be it seemingly positive or negative, is an essential part of the tapestry of our existence. This concept encourages us to see every event, every moment, as an opportunity for growth and learning. It's crucial to differentiate a more fatty from passive resignation. While resignation implies a sense of helplessness or defeat, a more fatty is a proactive love and enthusiasm for life in all its forms. It's an attitude that champions the idea of making the best out of every situation, finding joy and purpose in whatever happens, and refusing to be victimized by the vicissitudes of life. To integrate a more fatty into our daily lives, we must start by reframing our perspective on challenges and adversities. Instead of viewing obstacles as hindrances, we should see them as opportunities to practice virtue and resilience. Each setback or hardship is a chance to demonstrate our inner strength and to cultivate a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world. Embracing a more fatty builds resilience and fosters an optimistic outlook on life. When we welcome each event as necessary and beneficial, we become less susceptible to despair and more capable of maintaining our equilibrium in the face of adversity. This attitude transforms our relationship with challenges, enabling us to approach life with greater courage and confidence. A useful Stoic practice related to a more fatty is premeditatio malorum, which involves anticipating potential challenges and adversities. By mentally preparing for difficult situations, we can reduce their impact and respond more effectively when they occur. This practice helps us to cultivate a mindset that is ready to embrace whatever comes our way with grace and acceptance. Reflect on a recent challenge or setback and list 3 positive outcomes or lessons learned from it. Focus on how this event has contributed to your growth and development. Visualize future uncertainties with a positive mindset, mentally preparing to embrace them as opportunities for growth and reinforcing the mindset of a more fatty. Lesson 10. Practicing Stoic Virtues. The 4 Cardinal Virtues. Stoicism revolves around 4 cardinal virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These virtues serve as the foundation for a good and meaningful life. Each virtue represents a key aspect of character that, when cultivated, leads to personal excellence and fulfillment. Wisdom, phronesis. Wisdom is the ability to navigate life's complexities with discernment and sound judgment. It involves understanding the deeper truths of existence and applying this knowledge to make wise decisions. Wisdom helps us to see things as they are and to act in ways that are beneficial to ourselves and others. Courage, Andrea. Courage is the ability to face fears and challenges with bravery and fortitude. It's not about the absence of fear, but about the strength to act rightly despite it. Courage enables us to stand up for our values and principles, even in the face of adversity. Justice, dikaiosyne. Justice is the commitment to fairness, integrity, and moral righteousness. It involves treating others with respect, kindness, and equality. Justice guides us to act ethically and to contribute to the well-being of society, recognizing the interconnectedness of all people. Temperance, sovereign. Temperance is the practice of self-control and moderation. It's about finding balance in our desires, emotions, and actions. Temperance helps us to avoid excess and to live in harmony with our true needs and values. Practicing these virtues requires conscious effort and reflection. It involves making deliberate choices that align with these principles in our everyday actions and interactions. By integrating these virtues into our lives, we create a strong moral framework that guides our behavior and decision-making. Regular self-reflection is essential for cultivating these virtues. By assessing our actions and attitudes, we can identify areas where we fall short and work on improving them. Reflecting on our experiences helps us to understand how we can better embody these virtues in our lives. Each day, write in a journal reflecting on how you have demonstrated, or failed to demonstrate, the four virtues. Identify specific actions that exhibited wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Set intentions for the next day on how you will strive to better embody these virtues. When faced with difficult situations, consciously apply the four virtues to guide your response. Ask yourself, what is the wisest course of action? How can I demonstrate courage? What is the just and fair approach? How can I practice temperance and self-control? By applying these virtues consistently, we not only enhance our personal character but also positively impact those around us. Living according to these principles creates a ripple effect, fostering a more virtuous and harmonious society. Study the lives and teachings of notable Stoic philosophers and role models who exemplify these virtues. Learning from their examples provides inspiration and practical insights on how to incorporate Stoic principles into our own lives. By embracing the lessons of Stoicism and practicing its core virtues, we embark on a journey toward a more fulfilling and resilient life. These 10 lessons offer a comprehensive guide to navigating life's challenges with wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, helping us to cultivate inner peace and personal excellence. Through continuous reflection and mindful practice, we can integrate Stoic principles into our daily lives, creating a foundation for lasting happiness and meaningful existence.